Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Everett. Thank you so much for tuning in to Master of Everything and Nothing Concrete today. Our topic today is, when should I update my website? This podcast is sponsored by PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. Natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Website updates don't have to be complex, but they are critical to the success of your website. They fit well with search engines, give your customers a reason to return to the website more, and they give you customers a different or more reason to return to a website. Updating your website can be as simple as integrating a new WordPress blog system into the website, writing a monthly blog article, or adapting your written website content to changes and updates that are relevant to your business. By writing fresh content about your products, services, and news, you can tell your customers and search engines that you are ready to share a lot of relevant and valuable information. Your blog consists of three parts, where we can learn more about how often you should update your website and when you need to update it. With a good timetable for updating the site, a website should perform well in attracting and retaining customers, especially in search engine rankings. If you want to impress people, build trust, and increase your sales, your website needs to be professional, up-to-date, and error-free. Keeping your content up-to-date is key to building trust with your customers so they can rely on you to provide useful information. Your company's website should be updated regularly to be consistent with its goals and values. Visitors to your website will ask themselves if you are still in business and will seek your authority. If your site behaves like an old blog post that now discusses irrelevant topics, you urgently need an update. Updating your blog with fresh content will attract more visitors and increase the number of visitors. To ensure that your site is always up to date, you must constantly monitor the performance of the site, keep track of algorithm updates, and actively seek ways to improve to challenge the status quo. Keep an eye on the visitor to ensure that updates are made as quickly and promptly as possible. This will help you assess how people are reacting to the newly updated content on your sites and also allows you to measure how many people you find through organic search. If your site is static, it is quickly buried in search engine results. If the time spent by your visitors on the website decreases, this signals lower visitor engagement. The best way to keep updating and adding more content so more people can find you online is to blog. I have dozens of helpful articles that you can read on my blog to learn more about web design, web development, marketing, and other related topics. It is extremely important to keep your content on your website up to date, to inform it well and to show search engines that it is still active and relevant. Do you think the website needs an update or redesign, or have you updated it so much that a rebranding is needed? Check your website to see if there is any content that has been updated, supplemented, or expanded. You will also need to update other areas of the site, including your blog, social media pages, forums, blog posts, and other content. If you want your site to be ranked higher in search engine results, you can do so by updating your content 2 to 3 times a month. If you are a blogger, you should go at least once a week, if not more. When it comes to business websites, one of the most common questions I get from customers is how often I should update my website. Now that you know how to update your site, below are some clear signs that require your attention. Also, the way people see your website can change and new design styles can become popular. The web was very different 10 years ago than it is today, but how it looks on mobile devices is just as important as it is today. Website design trends are constantly evolving, so it may be time to look for new features and technologies that will highlight your website to position you ahead of your competitors. Many companies have similar website designs, often using the same design styles as their competitors, but there may be other features, such as color schemes, typography, and layout. Maybe it is a little different than 2 to 4 years ago, maybe even a little more modern. If your photographic style and aesthetic have changed or evolved in the last season, your site should reflect the general change in your image. As a rule of thumb, if you have recently renamed, rename your logo, logo color, color scheme, typography, and layout. A redesign or redesign of the site helps you keep your site up to date with technology and search engine algorithms, as well as the latest industry trends. This has been Master of Everything and Nothing Concrete, Episode 15. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.